have you found the recession yet?
No, I haven't. Everyone keeps telling me it's coming, and I
know,
every
exactly.
time these numbers come out, I think, you know, well, it looks like that number's headed in the right direction.
Exactly. I think that they're... It's important to not fall into the trap, obviously, as a Democrat, of poo-pooing the economy every time. You don't want to walk into a room constantly and be the Debbie Downer, right? But there are things that you can talk about. Sherrod Brown, the senator from Ohio, I think is king of this, of being able to talk about the gains that we've seen, but that we wish wages were a bit more. There was a report released today that showed that 40% of income for farmers next year is going to be off, quote, socialism, right, the bailout that came because of President
not
Trump's
tariff. Not necessarily,
though, Jessica. Well,
that's what the report said. If you get the $40 to $50 billion
there has been damage done to the American economy, to people in manufacturing and farming.
Impeachment is a stronger argument for Democrats than the economy. I mean, it feels like that's the way they're playing their hand right
healthcare.
Now.
Healthcare. Healthcare, please.
Anyway,
you know, healthcare is an economic issue as well.
It's the way that they're playing it, but I think when people go into the voting booth, they're going to think about, am I employed? Is my 401k going up? Is my family living a better life?
Themselves.
And if he's not removed from office, they're going to say, all right.
Remember, all right, let's talk about Carly Simon for a moment, because we just like to make interesting segues. Segment Friday. Carly Simon has a book out now about her relationship with, her friendship with Jackie Kennedy, and she's talking about the Me Too movement, and she's saying something that gets, you know, backlash these days. She's basically saying, she says, not that I want anybody to shut up about it or to tell it, not to tell it like it is, but it also feels a bit unnatural for me that men can't say a flattering thing to a woman without there being a possible reckoning. But I think at this point it's just dangerous for men to act like men. Not that the men who go overboard and disrespect a woman are acting like men. You know what I mean, she says to the publication. And here's an example of, this is Jimmy Garoppolo, quarterback of the 49ers, talking and doing a quick interview with Aaron Andrews on the sideline. And this got a lot of attention because of what he says. Watch.
8-0. How does that feel?
Feels great, baby.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween right back at you. Thanks so much.
Definitely. No problem.
Do you watch it? Oh, I wish you played the whole thing. You need the whole of it, because he keeps looking back at her, and he keeps looking back at her as he's walking away. What do you think about what Carly Simon had to say?
I totally
like
agree
that.
With her. I think we've kind of neutered American men. And look, how are you going to flirt? How are you going to attract a woman if you're scared to death that you say, hey, baby, and you're going to get called out for that? I mean, I look, this started in a good place. The Me Too movement had serious origins, yeah. And I think it's just gone
absolutely
too far, to the point where men can't be men anymore, and women are so, you know, by the way, it's really hurting a lot of professional women, because their male colleagues basically exclude them from after-hours gatherings,
etc. This is the way we handle these things. We go, you know, way too far.
Totally.
We let the pendulum swing so hard the other way.
I think that's a really extreme position, and I mean, the data bears out that women don't invent these claims, right? And there is a big danger of conflating a conversation, what Carly Simon is talking about, with the very real claims of abuse and sexual assault. We saw last week the very brave comic who confronted Harvey Weinstein to his face, right?
But, you know, the point here is just, like, the light stuff, the flirtatious stuff. Is it okay that Jimmy Garoppolo said baby?
I personally wasn't offended by it. I think it's fine. It's a fine
thing. Show me the woman is offended by if Jimmy Garoppolo comes up to her and says, hey, baby. And we'll have you on the show to talk about it. You can talk openly about why you find that offensive. But anyway, we're going to leave it there, ladies. Thank you very much.